There's lots of commercial property all over the place if you want to do a business. And so I'm asking you to deny this respectfully. And thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name's Larry Russell. My main concerns is one of them being the floodplain. On this map I've got, then of course the house that's on the property is right at the edge of the floodplain. Randy has a building right at the edge of the floodplain. Aunt Carol has buildings right at the edge of the floodplain. And then my house downstream has right at the back edge of it on the floodplain. I do own property across the road, too. I also talked to the neighbor, Mariucci, talked to him personally, and he could not make it tonight, but he said that their cabin on his property floods, but the highest it's got was to on the house. They had to sandbag the sliding glass door to actually keep it coming in the house, and he said they don't have another inch to go before it comes in the house whenever it's on high flood. So he said as far as anything being built in the floodplain upstream, no. He said if they want to haul all the field off or whatever, he'd be for it as far as getting rid of stuff. But putting stuff in, he said, won't work. And I think maybe they called Sheila. They said they were anyway. So the coffee and food deal that he talked about before, I talked to the people up at the gas station there at 65-160, and I guess she was here for a short time before things hardly got started and then left for whatever reason. I told her she needed to be here to speak for her own self, or it would be better because it's going to hurt their business when you got a business a couple miles down the road trying to compete with you. So I'm against it, and she said her and her husband was against it. The highway noise, being more lower in Wells, sewer issues, wildlife. They've done hay two different times off from the field this year that I know of for livestock, which the food he's going to sell wouldn't even come close to what hay is going to be supplied to livestock elsewhere as far as feeding people and different things. So that's one reason it needs to stay agricultural. Crime out in the area, don't have enough law enforcement for any more stuff to come in, for more people to be in the area for that reason. He's talked about putting a house and low water crossing over in the smaller field. And I think Scott may have mentioned that it had to be like 5 foot above floodplain. So there again, Mariucci and all of us that's got buildings right on the edge of the floodplain already would be a disaster to all of us. Far as I am concerned, I think one reason he wants to move out of the city into the county is so he can get away with the city taxes, and that way all he have to do is pay county taxes. And then Randy had gave me his paper showing the floodplain, but it also talks about water shortages in the future. It says it appears that Southwest Missouri does face a water crisis if nothing is done. Demand will exceed current supply by 2030. However, significant additional water to meet demand through 2060 appears to be available and could be accessed at a relative low cost. Is that going to come up out of the ground through our well pumps? And what do they call low cost? So I think that's maybe about all I need to say. hope you keep it agricultural, and thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Yep.
Well, hi.
My name is Kathy Gilmore. My husband Daryl and I live in Walnut Shade, downstream from where these folks live. We live at the convergence of Bear Creek and Bull Creek. So anything that happens in Bear Creek is going to affect us in Bull Creek. This property, according to the map, is bounded on two sides by Bear Creek. So any drainage, possible runoff from any grading, sewage, building, trash and business operations are going to affect the quality of Bear Creek's water, Bull Creek's water, and the quality of Lake Taneycomo. We happen to agree with these folks that the addition of commercial well or more, carries the possibility of affecting these folks' water supply. Most of us in Walnut Shade, well, I imagine all of us, are on water wells, and it is a concern. Commercial enterprise is definitely going to increase traffic flow. It's in an area of high traffic, fast traffic. These folks spoke of no passing zone, which I really didn't pick up on. But I do know that it's an area where the speed limit is increased 55 miles an hour from our little community of 45. And people take full advantage of that. And there have been many, many close calls and traffic accidents in that entire stretch. It's going to be dangerous for people entering and exiting that property. It's going to be dangerous for the drivers both ways to deal with those people stopped and trying to get out on that road. Lastly, that flood zone, which is map, that pictometry is just an amazing thing. And it looks like this flood zone goes over about 75% of that property. And these folks are wanting to put a large building, two large buildings, it sounds like, large parking lot. All that water has to be somewhere. I don't know that there's room for them to put that without consideration of any damages, safety. I don't know that it would get high enough for people to be in danger, but I would certainly not want to dismiss that entirely. Look what's happened on the East Coast recently. People had no idea what water was going to do to them, and it's been very impactful to them. So I have to agree with these folks. I'd ask you to deny this request for the zoning change. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else back there? No? Did we get everyone? Jeremiah?
We don't have a concrete plan because nothing's approved yet. We know what we want to do, but we could do engineering studies. I talked with, artists, rendering. I talked with a lady that does scenic stuff for the state, and all. There's just so many things that we could do. We could spend $50,000 and still you guys say no. So I don't know how far along into everything we get. With this, the C1, the coffee shop, restaurant, bakery that we want to do is not automatically approved. I have to come before you guys again to get those aren't included in C1. So the only thing that is approved out of the gate on this would be their retail store. It is a highway, so I think the businesses should be allowed along highways. You know, everybody keeps talking about the speed and everything like that. I think that's what highways are for commerce and things like that. So I don't think it's this building a business alongside a highway is not alongside a rural road. It's not in the middle of a subdivision. And like I said, with the C1 stuff, the aesthetics, the lighting, the all the other conditions for a business in a C1, I think it's stuff we would do or with the C1 we're bound to anyways. So we're not, it's a lot. I think it's a fair compromise from the C2 that we came from, and I'm not for sure. Like I said, I think it fits with what we're wanting to do. And then if anybody, I heard concerns last time, well, if something happened to us and somebody else bought it, well, they could put it in a Walmart or whatever. Well, on that C1, it seems like there's a whole lot more conditional uses that they would have to apply for, that they just can't open anything out of the gate. It's a lot more limited.
Any specific questions for the applicant? comments? Discussion amongst ourselves. Currently it's A1. He's requesting C1. And again, this is a recommendation for an approval or denial that will go before the Taney County Commission on the October 16th meeting. Why don't you go ahead and stay up until we...
Yeah, sorry, I didn't.
No worries.
Whatever he builds there, parking lot, buildings or whatever, you still have to have retention by the state. So supposedly that retention would hold the water as if it were seeping into the ground. So you would be required to have retention or detention ponds.
And we plan to do all these. We're not... This isn't Cousin Billy's going to come out and build all this, you know, but we just haven't gotten to those. You know, I'm sure we have to have sprinkler systems for fire, for I'm sure all those things that we have to have that, you know, in order to open.
Any other comments, questions? It's 8:42. We're going to have to ask for a motion to extend the meeting here shortly.
9:30.
Is it 9:30?
9:30. I just looked.
Oh, did you?
It's 9:30.
Ultimately, Jeremiah, what you're asking for is A1 to C1. So it's going,
yeah.
You know, the zoning change is really a big.
There's no thing. In between from
yeah.
there. The other option, that I talked to Brandon Williams. I talked to Scott. I tried to pick everybody's brain that I could, like, what are my options? And it was like, well, we could try and get a new zoning created for agricultural where you can apply for a conditional use for your particular business for doing this, that, you know, agritourism stuff is becoming more popular, and some of the stuff that I'm wanting to do falls under that agritourism. But that could be a 10-year process of getting here to there. So talking to a few people, you know, on staff here and stuff like that, C1 is the only other. There's not a in-between on those.
Absolutely, C1's much better than C2, but it's at the end of the day, it's still commercial.
Yeah,
so
and I understand.
That's really part of what we've got to process through.
I was seeing it could be like 20 years, like forgetting that, you know, hey, great, Jeremiah, you can now do a business on agricultural for a conditional use, but we're now in, I'm ready at retirement age by that time, so.
Yeah. Any other comments, questions, feedback? Do we have enough for someone? Again, what we're looking for is just a motion to recommend approval or denial. It'll be up to Taney County Commissioners to make the final decision on this.
I would make a motion to deny because the water is a major problem there. And I don't care what you do to it, it's still a major problem. And I don't think that you can go commercial with that and ever do it in any kind of safety.
So we have a motion on the recommendation of the Taney County Commission to deny the application. Do we have a second?
I would second, please.
Okay, so we do have a motion, a second to deny the application as presented. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'm going to have to read a detailed motion that y'all have heard several times, but let me go through it. Motion to recommend denial of the application 23-018 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps for Jeremiah Froilan for the parcels located at parcel 05-8.0-34-00-000-010.000-0004-36 U.S. Highway 160 to be rezoned from A1 zoning district to C1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. So the motion and what we're voting for is all those in favor of denying.